B-Pod Studios.
I was texting the real Ring of Honor world champion last week after his podcast, Take a Bump, with Danny Picard dropped. And I came up with this idea. I want to watch his world title win at Madison Square Garden with him. So I asked the real world champion, Matt Taven, if he would do it. And Matt Taven said,
absolutely.
So as we record this podcast, this is Matt Taven's 451st day as the real Ring of Honor world champion. Of course,
facts.
June 30th is when he won the championship in a four-way match against Dalton Castle, Jay Lethal, and something named Cody. But this was the night that Ring of Honor actually decided that they were going to get behind him, and they put him in a ladder match, and he won said ladder match at Madison Square Garden, defeating Jay Lethal, the fake Ring of Honor champion at the time.
Impossible.
And Marty the Melvin. Something, I don't know. So we're going to watch this match together. Hi, Matt.
Hi. Hi, James. I mean, I haven't watched this match too much. I was just telling you, like, I haven't seen, I mean, I've maybe watched it twice. And it's still, when I think about it, it still feels very surreal. So I'm like excited. I'm pumped to do this. I'm kind of a little bit almost nervous because I'm very, very hard on myself when I watch wrestling, and you'll probably notice I'm very kind of spastic because I'm trying to wrestle for myself as I watch it. But hopefully I don't, you know, wipe out any hardware here, and I'll keep my water away from the soundboard as much as possible.
I was in the building, thankfully, and I was pacing like a mother the whole time.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I had nervous energy, because as much as I wanted to reach out to you and be like, so what do you think? You gonna win? You gonna win? I tried so hard not to, because I want to sit and enjoy what's going on. And that's something that's kind of a lost art in wrestling, is the surprise. Like, watch what's going to happen. Just sit back and watch and enjoy.
And really, I didn't talk to anyone, you know, and
I heard you were bleeping bricks all week from a source.
I mean, you never know what's gonna happen, and still, even the Vegas match, I wasn't sure that Madison Square was gonna happen. So everything kind of happens in the moment, and as it unfolds for everyone else, it really is unfolding for us as well. So I mean, I really didn't have time to kind of reach out to anyone, but I was just, I had that sense of confidence and pride when I came out, and we'll see it in a second. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but
just,
you know,
doing a little setup here.
You were there, so when I could hear my crew that I knew was in the building amongst a sea of booze, it put a little extra smirk on my face.
I think you had 15 people cheering for you.
Yeah,
between the Honor Club girls and your friends and family.
You know, 15 out of 16,000. I mean, doing pretty good.
I watched this match the other night, the night that I texted you and was like, hey, let's do this. I have copious notes, but you're going to lead the way through this. So what you want to do right now, hopefully you're in front of a device, you're listening to us. Of course you are. That's so stupid to say. Of course you're listening to us.
Yes.
What you want to do is you want to go to the Ring of Honor Wrestling website. Hopefully you are an Honor Club member, as I am from day one.
I believe this match is on YouTube as well.
Oh, it is.
Yes,
okay.
I believe Ring of Honor put it on YouTube because it was the halfway point match of the year.
Excellent.
So,
of course, the match of the year is you and Jay Lethal in Las Vegas going 60-minute time.
I agree.
So if the match is on YouTube, excellent. But if you're doing it on Honor Club?
Yes, but do Honor Club. You're right. You know what? You, Jay Stu, I don't need to correct you. You know what you're doing.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. So you want to go to Honor Club, go to Ring of Honor on tour, select 2019, click on the G1 Supercard. And what you want to do is you want to start at the 3 hour, 3 minute, 42 second mark. What you'll see is the start of Matt's intro, which is a gentleman playing piano. So while we wait for everybody to load up on their Honor Club, accounts, couple things. You were in Baltimore last week.
I was.
And you signed a contract in Baltimore last week.
I did. I signed a contract to add the Melvito they call Roosh to a long list of Melvins that I've defeated as the Ring of Honor World Champion. And my fingers couldn't sign that contract fast enough, looking at Roosh's greasy face across the table from me, because it's like, how many people do I have to beat to prove that I'm the greatest Ring of Honor world champion of all time? And the fact that Roosh has come in to Ring of Honor and steamrolled the competition is just going to make me look that much better. The fact that he's looked so impressive is just going to make me look that much better when I defeat another undefeatable guy or another guy on an undefeated streak. They all bow down to the king.
Until you just met, I didn't know what a Roosh was.
I mean, I mean, everyone would have still called him Rush if it wasn't for me, because I went down to Mexico. I made that guy famous. I put him in the eyes and in the minds of the Ring of Honor office. And, you know, everyone would be mispronouncing his name and trying to play Tom Sawyer every time he came out if it wasn't for me.
Had I not listened to Take a Bump, I wouldn't have known to call him Roosh. Although Ian on commentary does a good job. Ian's
yes.
awesome.
Yes.
On commentary. So hopefully... you're defending your championship against Roosh this Friday night in Las Vegas, Ring of Honor's Death Before Dishonor, and that is available on Honor Club. It's available on pay-per-view and Fight TV.
Yes.
Did I see, by the way, Fight TV put out a poll of who your favorite Ring of Honor wrestler is, and I was disappointed to see that there should have been more Matt Taven support.
I mean, I've made a career, and I've thought about it. For the last 5 years, I've done nothing but insult people right to their face. And, you know, the people that don't have the courage to come up to me, I insult them right to their keyboards where I know it hits them the hardest. So I don't expect, you know, a slew of Matt Taven support, because I tell it how it is. You know, I'm better than these people because these people are dirty little Melvins that have never accomplished a damn thing in their life but want to play judge and jury. And it's just funny because it's like, my life is sweet. Like, I live a sweet life, and right now I'm hanging out with you, you know, in the Sports Hub studios, while these people are at home, you know, heating up Hot Pockets and watching whatever is on primetime television tonight. So I think I win.
I would co-sign with that. And you have a fancy, pretty championship, too.
You know what I mean? Not everyone's got one.
So I think we've given the people enough time to fire up their Honor Club account or their YouTube account. So let's watch, shall we?
Shall we?
We are doing this in 3, 2, play.
So this gentleman right here, I found very last minute. So this was a process. I had this idea of having the live piano play my intro for the Garden Show, and I reached out to Andy from Every Time I Die, who's a professional wrestler as well and a podcaster as well. But he hooked me up with a couple people, and this guy had actually done some stuff with, I believe, like My Chemical Romance in the studio, which was very fitting because I came out with a Black Parade video right before this event. And he sent me like a YouTube clip of him playing Star Wars on the piano. That was amazing. And I reached out to him, and he jumped at the opportunity to do it. And here we are. Magic.
So you're walking down the ramp at Madison Square Garden. What's going through your mind?
It's one of those things where you see the stairs going up and you just see a light at the top of the stairs and you're like, well, here we go. And so I always get mad right there because the cape was supposed to fall off, but it didn't slide off on one side. Ooh, I shouldn't even told anyone, because that's the little secrets that I keep to myself. Ooh, I pulled it off so smoothly. But you just see purple lights at the top of the stairs, and I just like walked into them. It was almost like, you know, it's like a out-of-body experience. You walk into all these bright lights, and you're at a sold-out Madison Square Garden. It's kind of crazy.
And you're climbing the ladder right now as a show of things to come?
Well, you know, I'm a man that's a showman at heart, and I know pictures are worth 1,000 words, and I wanted to get as many great pictures of me in Madison Square Garden as possible, so I climbed that ladder and let everyone have a little fun with their cell phones and up their Instagram likes, I'm sure.
It's worth mentioning that we did skip Marty the Melvins. This was my decision because Marty would have gone over on his entrance time, so... Also worth noting, Marty wanted nothing to do with climbing a ladder in that intro. He skipped right past that thought. rumor and innuendo will tell you that he has a fear of ladders.
I mean, you know,
it was, and it would have taken him 10 extra minutes to get up and down it anyway.
It's one of those things where I knew I didn't have to worry about that Melvin climbing a ladder because he would have cried and probably shit his britches before he got to the top. Or, I'm sorry, pooped his britches.
Oh, that's brilliant. Here comes Jay Lethal, the champ. He's the fake champion. Of course, you're the real champion, which... You know.
We went to a time limit draw in Vegas, and since I was the champion at the time, that belt should be mine.
Yep.
But, you know, let Jay come out 20 minutes from where he grew up with the title. We all know that it would be short-lived with this match. And the fact that he was walking in as the challenger, but only in his mind the champion.
20 minutes from Elizabeth, New Jersey. Like, Jay Lethal must have been so amped up for this.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, it's one of those things where Jay Lethal is, and I'll never say a bad word about Jay Lethal because, you know, you get in the ring with him and you realize why he is the franchise. But a guy that obviously I've had to face numerous times in my career, and a guy that, you know, he calls himself the franchise because he really is a cornerstone of Ring of Honor and is so professional, but you could even tell the Jay Lethal, who normally is not not easily read, was easily seen to be very excitable this day because it's a huge moment. It's a huge moment for all of us.
So take us behind the fourth wall here. So you, Jay, Marty, you're talking about the match before. How do you find out that you're winning this match?
You know, I talked about it briefly, and it was one of those things that we really didn't know until the last, until a couple hours before. You know, we had already started putting together a match without really a finish to it, and we got pulled into a room with the head booker, Joe Koff, Todd Sinclair, I believe, was probably in the room, the head referee. And we were told the decision was made. And, you know, I've said it before, and it's a burning image in my mind. I almost remember this more than I can remember, actually, you know, the visions from my own eyes being in the ring. Was when the decision was made, Jay Lethal looked at me and had a big smile on his face and said, congratulations. And it was like, you know, when you can get that approval from someone that you look up to so much, it validates and justifies all this hard work. So, you know, even before we'd gotten out into the ring, I felt like I had won the day just because of that singular moment. But it just amped me up to get out here and go nuts.
That's awesome. That's good to hear when you have the respect of your peers enough like that. One thing, Bobby Cruz is doing the introductions. Marty the Melvin's getting a nice little ovation here. I don't know why, but, you know, one thing I love about Bobby Cruz is he always does the wrestles out of.
Yes.
Which I think is a unique touch. You got any good Bobby Cruz stories?
So actually this one right here, I got a lot of Bobby Cruz stories that we probably can't say on a pod. We'll have to wait until, you know, his daughters are older and he's out of the game before we can tell a lot of Bobby Cruz stories.
Oh, fair enough. I'm in.
I love to give Bobby a hard time.
Here's the Matt Taven introduction.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, you're bleep talking the crowd.
Oh, and people just booing.
Here comes the signature look into the camera. It's coming. World champion.
I mean, I'll let you know how it is. Real world champion. I'm Matt Taven. But even Bobby, as I came out to the ring, and there's a beautiful t-shirt, a Madison Square Taven t-shirt.
I like the pro wrestling tees one a little bit better.
I like them both. You know what I mean? It's like picking between my children. But Bobby told me right here that he was like, hey, I'm gonna really hold out after Boston today. And we've done it ever since. And that's the little stuff that Bobby can pick up on. But you're so in the zone, you're not really thinking of that kind of little details. And, you know, Boston is just one of those cities that no matter where you are, you can be in Topeka, Kansas. And for some reason, they'll have a reason to hate Boston. So it's like everywhere we are, Bobby Cruz will say, from Boston, Massachusetts, and just the place will start booing. And it's like, well, they haven't even said my name yet. And then they'll say my name and it boos even more. And
oh,
it's
they
like,
booed the F out of you. They enjoyed booing you.
It's great. It's and you know, nothing again, nothing makes me happier than knowing that people that I always thought, you know, being a wrestling fan my entire life, I used to always go to shows and be like, oh, look at these cretins. And now that the fact that these cretins hate me while I tour the world and as the world champion, it's like, cool, man. I mean, I'm pretty happy.
Wow. How many referees does it take to hang a championship here? I mean, my God.
Well, that's why they had to get rid of Paul Turner.
Todd Sinclair, veteran ref, local guy. Love him. Paul Turner, like... Who? I mean, what a goofball.
I'm just kidding. We miss you, Paul. We love you. And your hair looked great this night.
There it goes. The championship. Above Madison Square Garden.
25 years after WrestleMania 10, being a fan that, you know, when my parents repainted the living room, those poor ladders that they bought, I must have broke, you know, at least two of them instantly. And I remember, you know, my parents being so upset. But in my mind, I was Shawn Michaels climbing the ladder, you know, and at the Madison Square Garden. Now, 25 years later, I'm in Madison Square Garden in a ladder match. It's just insane.
So when you go into this match, do you do a lot of studying of other ladder matches?
Well, I've always been a big, you know, fan of wrestling, but, you know, you freshen up on a couple of different ladder matches, a couple of different ideas that you had. Some of, like, the... I always had in my mind, and right here, I think I break my arm, actually. So, So
I saw that. I'm like, great, he's hurt already. Because I'm pacing the whole time.
So that ladder behind them kind of stopped them from going a little bit further back. So I kind of have to just drop right down. And, you know, if they just kind of held the ladder a little bit longer, I probably would have been able to go to my feet, but since they're falling backwards and trying to avoid that ladder, it ended up me just falling forearm first, and I was pretty worried I broke my forearm, but nothing was going to stop me at this point. I was like, whatever, broken arm, that's fine. I'll take a drop kick on the floor. And I forgot what I was saying beforehand.
We were talking about studying ladder matches, yeah, and your student in the game.
And like... You know, you have ladder matches in your mind that you love. Obviously, you know, we just talked about WrestleMania 10 and obviously anything Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels, I'm going to love. But I have, you know, fond memories of the Chris Jericho, Shawn Michaels feud in 08 or 09.
08 is right. Yeah.
And their ladder match is one of my favorite when they're playing the tug of war with the belt. And then Jericho, Benoit from Royal Rumble is a fantastic ladder match. And like different ladder matches, not just ones where it's just people, you know, getting the hell beat out of them with the ladder. You know, ones that kind of had different psychology in it. So you kind of try to find the best of all these worlds and also think about your safety as much as you can and, you know, go for it.
Poor Courtney there. She looks like she's going to have a moment. She's concerned about your health.
She
got good seats there.
She's right there. And her face has been pretty blank ever since, Jay Lethal started setting up this little ladder table. But, there's Marty.
Go away, Melvin. Go away. Go sign an AEW. Go away.
Bang. Who knows? You know, you never know what he might do. You know, he might stay. And then we're going to be saying all this bad stuff about him, and then he stays. But just in case he leaves, let's keep talking bad about him.
He didn't show up the night. He didn't show up after at the after party in Lowell, so I'm good.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right? I mean, who doesn't want, you know, delicious food?
Yeah, who doesn't want to stop at Kowloon? That's all the good stuff. Marty's setting up the ladder because he's obviously not going to climb it.
You know, he had to grab all the small ladders because he was the tall ones were probably too big for him to manage. I'm just kidding.
I enjoy bleeping on.
Sorry, the Melvin slapping me. I didn't like that too much. Oh, and now
head first, back first.
Jeez, just back and forth. That forearm that I thought was broken. I didn't whack it on that one. I thought
you're down. You get out of dodge. Here comes Jay Lethal.
Oh, and there's Marty. There's Marty. See, there's Marty getting into the fray. But it's one of those things where even like times like this, where you know you just got whacked off a ladder five times, and your forearm might be broken in half. Your adrenaline's kicking so much, and you feel almost superhuman. And by the time you're back up to your feet and kind of catch your breath, it's like nothing has fazed you.
There's a nice snap suplex by Jay Lethal. It's like he instinctively wanted to go for a cover there because he's just so conditioned to.
I mean, it's one of those things where I really don't remember the ladder match I was in before this one. Oh, this hurt.
Colt Cabana on commentary, because I watched this match just to take some notes. He called this a casual dump, which I laughed so hard.
No one casually dumps on me, all right? Colts, you watch yourself. I mean, but he just, you know, like a little kid just dropping a snowball from the top of a building, knowing there's a bunch of people underneath him. Jay Lethal just dropped that ladder on the back of on my back, but right on the corner of the ladder, hits you in the spine. It's just the worst feeling in the world.
Nice chop there by Lethal.
There's one back, and there's one back.
Good chops. Who's the toughest chop you've ever taken?
I mean, I always say it's one or two people. Roddy Strong, he chops you, and it feels like for some reason your back hurts. Like it goes through your soul. It's just the craziest thing ever. It's like if your chest was hollow. And Eddie Edwards chops so hard, but that's like surface level. So one hurts on the skin, one hurts deep in your soul.
I was hoping you'd say Eddie Edwards. Shout out, Eddie.
Oh, always. We got to get to a Celtics game.
That's on our list. Yeah, we'll get there. Right? We'll get there. Get there. He's still jealous that I text you about the Celtics more.
Here's Jay Lethal in a tree of woe with his head stuck in a ladder. I mean, I don't think you see that often.
This is the first time I've ever seen it.
And this must be terrifying to be Jay, because you're just sitting upside down, not really knowing when those chair shots are coming.
And Madison Square Garden erupts for Marty. They're really behind him.
Are you mad that Jaylen Brown's only like a 79 in 2K? What's going on?
I haven't gotten the game yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Don't worry about it.
I don't mean to. I'll get it. To ruin things for you.
I don't know. Is Jaylen Brown going to play defense this year?
He is a defensive liability already in the game.
That's tremendous. No, it's on my list. I'll get there. I need time in my life.
Who's got that?
Time is at a premium for me these days. But that's okay. We're getting there.
So Marty, he's, you know,
one step down for Marty.
A little vertically challenged.
Oh, he's going for the umbrella.
You know, you need to make up for that height.
Doesn't Marty know that the umbrella doesn't have enough strength and leverage to actually get the title down? Nice super kick.
That super kick made him a Pez dispenser. Like, just went right through him.
But I mean, sorry for the logic question here, but does Marty know that he has to unbuckle the belt to pull it down? He can't just pull it down with an umbrella.
That Mary Poppins doesn't, you know, he doesn't know his ass from his elbow. Forget knowing if the belt's going to come down, if he uses his umbrella or not.
You just ate some ladder there from Lethal.
You know, and the weird part is that, like, you do this when you're a kid, you know, and you're not supposed to, you know, don't try this at home. And then we all do dumb things at home. And then you do it at a VFW, and now you're doing the same things that you've done, you know, your entire life, but it's in Madison Square Garden, and even whacking your face on a ladder for some reason, you're like, okay, I got it.
Little backhand kick to the knee by Marty on Jay Lethal, grabs a ladder.
Marty's fake out deal. This is a smart move.
Put the ladder right on Lethal's head.
Smart move by me.
Pulls him right out of the ring. Good job, Matt.
Eat that. What you want? You want just the tip?
Oh.
That hurt me. Find that camera, Matt Taven. Oh, yes, you are. Yes, you are. God damn, is he sexy. Is it just me?
No. I can say it clear as day. I mean, you give away free DNA on Pro Wrestling Tees.
So yes, exactly. That's a shirt that
it's a veteran move right there.
Every time I see an email saying that was sold, I laugh so hard. It makes my day every time.
Second attempt to climb the ladder is foiled by Marty.
Marty, overhand, lucha-style chops. Trying desperately to do anything to stop me.
Ooh, nice clothesline by Marty.
Still on my feet. Can't drop the kid.
Super kick.
My goodness, that thing.
What does Marty think he is, Ciampa?
Legit turned you inside out.
Oh, now he thinks he's Shawn Michaels with the skin to cap.
I mean, Taven did it. Taven did it better.
Now he's climbing. Oh, he's three rungs up.
This is one of those times you're thankful for Jay Lethal, you know? Which is a weird thing. You can kind of be on the ground almost cheering for other people. Like, get him. And this was something I saw after that blew my mind.
Figure four around the ladder by Jay Lethal. Good job.
I was always a big fan of the figure four on the ring post.
But wait, here comes the smartest person in the match.
Smartest guy ever.
Climbs the ladder.
Ever.
Trying to win the match.
See, I would have got it. Those tights are brand new, though. You know, they were super tight. I wasn't getting my high knees. Wasn't getting enough high knee in there. You know, that's
Lethal
the thing.
Folding up the ladder.
Oh, God. Those things that are like, you know, just casual dumps, as Colt has coined, those hurt so bad. And they're also, you're just waiting for it. You're like, oh, come on. Oh, God. There it is. Marty going for a super kick again. On one leg.
Okay, your leg is hurt. Why would you do that? Lethal cutter.
Good for you. Good for you, Marty.
Lethal cutter on the hardest part of the ring.
I mean, that took a little bit out of Lethal, too, because he landed on the very edge there. But
it's down to Lethal and Taven again.
This is the story of my life. As soon as I go in the ring to, like, kind of... And Jay Lee, you can see the frustration on his face as well. It's like, we just cannot get rid of one another, no matter what.
I think, by the way, the last time that you climbed the ladder, they're chanting F you, Taven.
Oh.
So that happens to you. I think that was the second time.
Slide through.
Nice power bomb.
My goodness. You know, to have a sold out Madison Square Garden say F you, Taven, and it's funny because, like, I talk about it in interviews so much about how, you know, Madison Square Garden is probably the greatest moment of my life, you know. And when I think about it, it's the greatest moment of my life, and I had a sold out MSG chanting for me, you know, to go fuck myself, basically. So it's like, what a weird life, but what a wonderful life at the same time.
Hey, the last 8 years of sports radio I've done with Felger and Maz, I've loved getting the heat.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I was a white meat face in my previous life, and now here I am a villain.
And it's not like a crowd mentality for you guys. Individual people call in to tell you guys how stupid or dumb or you don't know anything, or tell that James Stewart to stay off the mic.
Stick to wrestling,
stick
James.
Stick to wrestling.
Now if somebody doesn't like my wrestling take, they say stick to basketball.
that's fantastic. Marty didn't want any of climbing that ladder.
He didn't want any of you. He chopped you a couple times and ran.
I mean, he knew he wasn't about to stop me, and that ladder being set up is dangerous.
Reverse it.
Yeah, not happening.
Nice block.
Not happening, Marty.
Dropped toe hold into the second rope. What are you doing? What are you, Rey Mysterio now?
That got me good. 619. He is Rey Mysterio. Booyaka. It looks different, though.
That... Looks. Marty could use a mask.
I know. I was about to say, Ray's a lot more handsome with the mask on.
I enjoy hammering Marty. This is great. Marty back into the ring. It's just Marty and Taven in the ring. Jay Lethal taking a nap on the outside.
Oh, Marty calling really. I mean, he's really pandering to the fans.
Yeah,
it's
like he needs it.
I mean, I've never been a man desperate for attention. And I guess that's always been the eternal difference. All right, and the gonads.
Nice.
And DDT. The DDT. How do you like that? Shut up. No chicken wing today. The beard perfectly 5 o'clock shadowed. What a day it was at MSG. Jay Lethal still feeling the effects of that powerbomb on the outside. And this is where the fuck you Taven chant comes in. Yes, because I remember it stops me in my tracks for a second. And then, you know, I blow a kiss because it got me all boned up hearing that F you Taven chant. I mean, there's nothing that I could have pictured to go better. Oh, my fingies.
Marty stomped you while you're setting up the ladder. hurt your hand.
Oh, now going right for the fingers. You know what I mean? Oh, this is going to hurt.
Ooh, that's a swinging neck breaker on the ladder.
Swinging neck breaker on the ladder. And you can see me almost like scoop back like I'm going to pin him and then realize kind of, oh, you're just in pain. This is a ladder match. That isn't going to work.
Instinct. Your instinct is go for the win. You know what I mean?
Always, always. And I sacrificed my own body right there to take down the Melvin. Jay Lethal, he's hurting.
He now just you're climbing the ladder.
And I'm loving this love from the crowd. I want more of it. People giving double birds. They're classy. They probably have, their first thing in their Twitter bio is dad. You know?
Marty meets you at the top.
Dad, I also got to Mike Bennett on August 12th, 2018. Told him, you know, that his politics were dumb.
Comes a superplex.
There's a little conversation that happened on the top of that ladder that one day I'll be able to tell. But okay. To give the gist of it, it had something to do with, you're doing this, I'll do it myself if I have to.
Okay.
As you can see, I kind of am a little bit crunched up, you know, more to make it happen. But that was a long fall.
That's about 10, 15 feet.
You know, you always know when something slight, like you won't get it from going off the top rope, but when you go off a ladder and stuff, you can hear the wind rush past your ears. So it's one of those things that's like, you now I know I'm falling from a tall place or I'm going fast at least.
So the top turnbuckle is how tall off the ring mat?
I would say, you know, I'm 6'2", so I would say it's about to my chest. So it's got to be like 5 feet.
Okay, so that ladder looks like it's about 3 feet taller, so that's about 8 foot drop.
I would say the ladders are 8, 10, 20, if I remember correctly. So
8 feet versus five, that's an extra 3 feet. Yeah,
and you're also got the leverage of the guy from the other side bringing you off the top of the ladder. But it's just one of those things that, like, I always think about it because I jumped off a balcony at top rope against one Tommaso Ciampa. And I remember right before I jumped, I was like, ooh, this is high. And I jumped off, and you hear like the, and the whole time, like, oh my God. But it's you don't feel it until the next day, especially at MSG.
There's a joke somewhere about all the hot air of the crowd, you know, booing you, that, you know, was what you actually felt the wind going through.
Yeah, that's the gust.
Here's Jay Lethal climbing the ladder.
But no. I see this. I get Jay Lethal. That's the other
thing. So Jay is the first person to touch the championship here in the match.
You know, knowing ladder matches and seeing plenty in my day, you know, it's one of those things where if a guy isn't at the top and you're in the ring, you can topple that ladder over at any second. So you almost want to bait him into getting a little bit higher up and on that ladder. Oh, spit in my face. I don't even remember that. I remember that hurting, though. That definitely hurt.
That's insulting. Who spits in somebody else's face?
A man with no class. A man that's not the champion.
Now he realizes he's too short. Here comes Marty.
This is great.
This chicken wing on the top of the ladder.
I mean, you saw the guy, and I hope you're listening somehow, because if you're the guy in the Villain Club shirt clapping his little heart out, who, you know, looks like he's never had a date on a Friday night ever, it's like, I'm glad you're not my fan. I need good wingmen. I don't need, you know, poon repellent like you. Bye-bye, Jay. But bye, I'm Jay. Here.
And of course, Marty's too short to get there. Climb the extra rung.
Which must be really scary for him.
Still didn't touch it there. Now you've got the height advantage in this match.
Oh, I'm like Andre the Giant in this match. You know, you see those Knicks banners in the background.
Make me want to vomit.
Yeah, exactly.
Marty going right to the fingers. Oh!
Oh, wait. But I got two hands.
Ah, there's the second reach.
Son of a...
Marty with the second hand. Oh!
And then it's one of those things where you can't...
And then he just fell down?
I think that was a knee injury.
Or did you kick him in the knee?
I tried to go for something to topple him over, but then I can't grip anything. So I have to sit and bend these finger back after Marty the Melvin ruined my day.
I did that during a Little League game once.
Bend your own finger back?
Yeah, I got hit by a pitch. It turned my finger the wrong way. Mm. And I just went to first base and just went...
I don't know why that's such an instinctual thing to do. It's just like, I guess this goes back, right?
I saw it on TV.
Of course it works.
I saw Bret Hart do it.
King of the Ring 93 against Razor?
Bam Bam. That was the gimmick one, but he does it when he wins the title the first time against Ric Flair. He gets like kicked in the corner.
Oh yeah, that's right.
He like his finger snaps sideways.
Here comes Lethal. Here comes Taven.
I mean, at this point, we've been going for a little bit now. Lethal.
Ooh, oh, right into the ladder. Just sent you face first into the ladder.
And that little hinge that goes across is so sharp and pointy. It probably is like the, you know, the worst part of that whole ladder is when you hit that either by accident or, you know, on purpose, like Jay Lethal just did to me. But that thing, God, cuts you up. I had all these other cuts on my arms and on my chest, and I was all beat up after this match.
Should be. It's a ladder match.
I mean,
it's supposed to hurt.
I know. But it's just something I want to take care of this temple of my body.
Lethal with a battering ram misses.
And now we got a little bit of something that I've never seen before.
An X ladder.
You know, I've never seen two ladders X'd up like this. I saw it in a dream. And here it is as a reality.
So I'm wondering, like, what's the... You can't climb that. You can do damage there, you're about to do.
I'm about to suplex this little man. Oh, my chest.
There goes your intercostal cartilage right there.
Oh, my chest. And you can see, like, a little weird line in my pec muscles. And that's from Final Battle when I dove and hit the guardrail on my chest. It's never... It's
lethal
been there.
Injection.
Ugh. It's been there ever since. But here's the thing. Lethal just hit lethal injection in the middle of the ring. But the only ladders near him are crossed up in an X. So good job, Melvin. What are you going to do now?
I remember when you took that fall into the barricade. I'm like, I think he's dead.
Yeah. I was scared. It's very happy I didn't break my sternum. But then again, I might have, because whatever this lump is across my chest has not gone away. Oh, and this is something we'll forget.
Ooh.
Who would have thought that would have happened?
Nobody.
See, that guy's fine. He's fine.
He's probably excited. He got to take a ladder bump.
Oh, he's super pumped. He was backstage afterwards, you know, and he got to meet a bunch of the guys and stuff. And I didn't realize.
He didn't get pulled into a room. Never mind.
I didn't realize that I had talked a bunch of shit to his face, I guess, in Florida and got in his face. And I came up to him and was like, oh, hi, man. You're all right. And he was like, oh, what, are we cool now? And I was like, excuse me? He's like, in Florida, you were calling me a piece of shit to my face and stuff. I was like, oh, that's kind of what I do to everyone. You know what I mean? That's my thing. Oh, and that stagehand right there is Bird. We miss you, Bird.
I saw Arn Anderson in Chicago.
Yeah.
And
Brain Buster
by Marty onto Jay Lethal. And the first time I really saw the Brain Busters was when they were tag team champions and they beat Demolition in
Fantastic.
Worcester. And I told Arn Anderson, I said, I booed you so hard when you won the title. Arn looks at me calmly and goes, good, you should have.
Yeah, right.
That's the deal, right?
That's my job. That's what I get paid the big bucks for.
Is that true?
So, I mean, it's exactly. I mean,
it's been just my, on your pro wrestling tees.
It's been my job for the last 5 years to make sure people hate me. And the increase in money means that I must be doing it well. But here's Marty setting up a table. He doesn't seem to have too well of a plan thought out here because he's moving Jay Lethal. Okay, here we go. He looks like he's going to go
pile driver. Power bomb?
Something with power or pile. It's a P word. Maybe pile driver. No. Jay Lethal, he's very heavy, and Marty is not the strongest guy. Bang. Pump kick, Jay Lethal. Oh,
Matt Taven in the background. What are you about to do here?
I'm about to make it happen.
Oh, right through.
God.
That hurt.
And that actually I was like pretty scared to do. But it's one of those things, you know, it's Madison Square Garden. You got to go crazy, right?
So you go through the middle rope, you spear.
So suicide dive through the middle, spear Marty the Melvin, and basically kind of go face first into this table. But at least drove Marty through it at the same time.
the scary part is, especially when you're going face first toward the table, is that when these tables break, they can splinter in any direction. You really don't know what's going to happen. We've seen, obviously, a million table cuts and bad slices. And just recently, Jay Briscoe got his whole back basically stitched up like he was a stuffed animal because of a table slicing him in the back. So it's one of those things that they're unpredictable. And when you're going face first, it's very nerve wracking. But all things worked out.
Those Briscoes, man, they're crazy.
Them boys, you know what I mean? Them crazy.
I feel like I've been watching them 20 years.
Oh, I mean, they're...
It's at least 15, right?
They're day one guys.
That's what I thought.
So 2002? Yeah, in Ring of Honor. I mean, jeez Louise. And they're just the best. Just the best. I mean, their promos alone are so money.
Now you're laying on a table here. Jay Lethal is setting up, it looks like a taller ladder. So before you were talking about how it's 8, 10, 12.
20. These ones.
20.
These
okay, ones this one's a 20-foot ladder.
Yeah, these ones are scary.
Every ladder is scary.
So you can see that from the outside of the ring, it's about as tall as that 8-foot ladder is on the inside of the ring. And, you know, this is Jay Lethal's moment right here in Madison Square Garden.
Climbs to the top
of the ladder. Hail.
Elizabeth, New Jersey, 20 minutes from here.
You know, and this is what you dream of, right?
I dream of winning.
Yeah, well, that too.
Into the heart of Matt Taven.
My chest has gone through X ladders. I went face first into a table. Now I have Jay's elbow go right into my chest. My forearm, I thought, broke in half at the beginning of this match. I'm earning whatever happens at the end of this match. All right? I don't want to give it away, but whatever it happens, I earned it.
As the replay shows, right into the dark purple heart of Matt Taven, the elbow of Jay Lethal. Ooh, through a table.
Dark purple heart. You think I'd get heat from, you know, people that served if I start using that?
No,
dark
not at all.
Purple heart?
In fact, I might have just created it.
I love it. I mean, I'm going to have to get Mary-Kate on making a shirt. ASAP.
I suggested a shirt to her. It was something like, I'm Matt Taven, Melvin, Just the Tip, Climax.
It's just all my...
Yeah, just all your sayings.
All my catchphrases.
Sell.
I love it. So Marty going... So you can see that 20-foot ladder on the outside is actually taller than the one inside the ring right now.
Which is insane to me. Marty slowly climbing up.
Marty nursing that knee from earlier. Jay Lethal has just gone through a table, but is up and climbing. Marty reaching. Marty, you know, we were not harping on it, but is the shortest one of the bunch, so he's going to have to climb a little bit taller. I mean, a little bit higher to get to that ladder. And what is this?
That's a purple ladder.
What is this?
By God, that's a purple ladder, Matt.
This is a man with a plan. This is a man that came to Madison Square Garden knowing that not only did he come to win, but he came to look good while he... Look at that. Look at that ladder. My God, I almost popped out of my seat just seeing it.
That's what, 25, 30?
I mean, it goes right to the belt.
I mean, Marty would stand on the top rung and he wouldn't be as tall as this ladder is.
Honestly, right? If Marty stood on top of this ladder, he still probably wouldn't be as tall as the purple one.
That's brilliant. Bring your own ladder to Madison Square Garden.
You know, I knew some people. I talked to some peeps. I said, hey, I want this ladder under that ring. And here it is. Oof. That always hurts. Just taking a ladder to the face.
You're about to take one to the ribs. Now Marty's...
Get off my ladder.
Yeah, you can't be climbing somebody else's ladder.
You know what I mean? It doesn't even look right.
Challenge flag.
Marty always tries to, you know, throw in a purple shirt here and there because he loves my shit. And, you know, right now him trying to climb a purple ladder is just unacceptable.
What's with the bridge here? He's bridging a ladder... on the rope and the purple ladder.
I think so. It makes it easier for him to stand on with the knee.
And now Lethal's going to do the same thing on the other side here. Meanwhile, you've got a chair in your hand with evil intentions. Well, depending on your perspective.
It's one of those things where, again, I've seen ladder matches. I know it takes a little bit of time to get up there. So go ahead. Get up there.
Take that,
get up there,
Lethal.
You son of a bitch. How you like that? Oh, Marty, yeah? You got your little foot up there?
Nice leg sweep there. Grab the ankle and just pull.
And now I'm thinking I'm going to climb this side of the ladder, but I realize Jay Lethal's not going anywhere. Screw it. I'm going the open side. Marty the Melvin fell off. I thought that, you know, the easier way was probably up with Jay on Jay's side until I realized that Marty had actually fallen off that ladder, and now there was one clear open side.
So when you go to Lethal, I'm thinking he's going to climax him on the ladder.
I mean, the thought definitely ran through my mind. I might have probably done more damage to me because you never know how those ladders are going to bounce, and I'm bringing my face really close to the ground. Lethal, no, don't touch that title. Left-handed, boy. Oh, my goodness. And now everyone in Madison Square Garden, and look at the...
Yes!
One female that you see in the background, the only girl that you see in the background is freaking out. These dudes were just, no, one. Oh, it's fantastic.
Matt Taven has just rightfully claimed his championship in Madison Square Garden in the main event. I'm jumping for joy right now.
Look at that
poor
sign.
Jay Lethal's parents.
Look at that sign in the background, the world's most famous arena, and that smile is as genuine as it gets right there. There's a lot of hard work and a lot of time that came into this. Oh, shove it up your ass, buddy.
Bullet Club shirt, Mets fan, born loser.
Yeah, Mets hat on. My God. I mean, he heard from Boston, Massachusetts. He should have known what was going to happen here.
So now you've grabbed the championship in Madison Square Garden. Emotions. What are you going through right now? What are you thinking?
It's one of those things that, like, that smile is so genuine because it's just like a pure rush of just joy. Like, it's just like euphoric. And seeing Kerry Silken come in the ring right now, I knew that I had always wanted for that moment when the title gets handed to him, the new champion gets handed the title by Kerry Silken, that I made sure, even if it was a ladder match, that Kerry got in the ring and did it for me because I'd worked for this moment. And I thank Kerry. And, you know,
here comes Vinny and TK.
As much as Ring of Honor has had a conspiracy against me for years, Kerry Silken gave me my first opportunity, and I'll be forever thankful. And these boys right here are my
brothers.
There's
the hug.
And that's a moment. I mean, honestly, that moment right there, I'll probably remember almost more than the rest of the match. It's like two of your closest friends. Vinny, I've known since day one. Now we're hugging at the end of a world title match in Madison Square Garden. Does it get any crazier than that? It's just...
And I love it. You go back over and you're bleep-talking Jay Lethal here. It's awesome.
Well, you're so jonesed up. You're like, everyone... You know, I always think of that moment where Sean tells Brett to get out of the ring after the Iron Man match. And it's like, everyone out of the ring. This is my time. I worked the hardest for this title. And I truly stand behind that no one has worked harder to become the world champion than Matt Taven. And, you know, love me, hate me, think whatever you want about me. I'll always rest on the laurels of the fact that I've earned everything that I've gotten in this company, and I've won every single title that they have.
And it's great. It was fun to watch the match with you. It was fun to be in Madison Square Garden.
It's very fun to
celebrating
be in Madison Square Garden.
You know, here's a note, right? Because I've thought about this. So I was in Chicago. I sat behind Adam Page's family.
Oh, nice.
So he lost
like bad
against
luck.
Chris Jericho, right? I was behind Jay Lethal's parents in Madison Square Garden. You won. You beat Lethal.
Yeah.
I sat in front of Kevin Owens' parents in Boston the night that Dean Ambrose won the Intercontinental Championship.
If you're parents of a wrestler, you stay away from Jay Stu at all costs. Like, you see James and you're like, absolutely not. You're like you're Black Death. You're coming in and you're, you know, this big happy-go-lucky guy, and you bring nothing but a curse to whatever family you're around. And thank God it was just my friends that were jumping for joy around you and not my parents. But the Lethals, man, again,
they're good people.
They're great.
They're really great
people. They're great people. And as much
as... They had to suffer me screaming, like, yeah, 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 mother, oh! yeah.
Which is fantastic because they told me the next day, like, we had to be around all your fan club. I was like, Mrs. Lethal, you are the best. Thank you. But it was about time that I finally beat your son because he's been beating me for God knows how long. And you guys have seen me wrestle. And Mr. Lethal even said himself, he's like, you know what? I'm really happy for you. And that's like, that's again, you know, it's moments like I said, Jay smiling at me after we find out something like Mr. Lethal telling me that he's proud. It means so much more than almost the actual moment because that's still work. You know what I mean? What we just watched at Madison Square Garden, as much as that big smile on my face comes over me, I'm still at work. You right. know what I mean? Thinking of everything that this character would do. And it's not something that you can turn off. But in those moments where you kind of can let your guard down and you're told or you see that appreciation from your peers and obviously from Jay's father, it just those are the ones that you'll remember forever.
And so far, your run has been successful in the win-loss category.
Historically successful.
Beating unbeatables, and you're going to do the same on Friday night against whatever Roosh is.
I mean, what an incredible list. You know what I mean? PCO, Mark Haskins, Flip Gordon, Tracy Williams, the Hawaiian Buddha, Jeff Cobb, Kenny King, Jay Lethal. Man, I almost forget because there's just so many. Volador Jr., I won Defy or Deny, and now I get to add Roosh to that long list.
And by the way, you weren't beaten in the second one.
I got disqualified.
Yeah, which is still you not getting beaten. So, ridiculous. You shouldn't have to...
Someone else brings my belt into the ring. I mean, you're basically saying that you've stolen my property, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to get it back. All of a sudden, you know, Todd Sinclair, who's a Bruins fan, we're going to forgive him for a lot of his shortcomings, but he is also the guy that was in the ring when I beat Dalton Castle, you know, over a year and a half ago.
Hang on. It's in my notes.
Thank you. I was trying to lob it up to you.
June 30th.
Thank you. You know, Todd Sinclair was the guy that missed that call, and now he disqualifies me from a match where I, again, could make another historic mark as champion by being not only one of the only champions to win Defy or Deny, but to do it twice. No other champion has even had to be in two of them. This is just... I mean, and I forgot to put Alex Shelley on that list. My God, the amount of hoops that Ring of Honor has made me jump through as champion ever since that day. It's probably why I haven't been able to enjoy that moment or go back and watch it because I've been nothing but keeping my head on a swivel because this title has been just gone after time and time again. But it just one day people will look back at this like a you don't enjoy Van Gogh until he's gone because this was just a masterpiece, this title reign, and the amount of things that I've done during it and the fact that it just continues to grow and the list keeps getting longer and there's no end in sight. It's just one of those things that love me or hate me, again, you can't deny the fact that I'm Matt Taven and I'm the Ring of Honor World Champion.
Matt, thanks for coming in and watching your championship win.
Thank you for having me.
This is fun.
Thank you for having me. Always a good time here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.